Since the gravestones were laid in 1991, people have been visiting the graves of Elias Clayton, Isaac McGee, and Elmer Jackson. As people stood over the graves, some silently paid respect, some cried, and some talked about the June 15, 1920 mob lynching in downtown Duluth.
A sadness that these lives were taken.
Their spirits have gone on, but it's important to recognize the holiness of this place.
Just being here and knowing that I'm part of this community makes me very emotional in a way, in a positive way, that even in this terrible part of our history, the community is willing to acknowledge that it did happen and that it's important to remember what happened in this community so it doesn't happen again.
When I come here, I feel the incredible injustice and horror of the way that these men died.
The graves were unmarked until retired University of Minnesota Duluth political science professor Craig Grau found them from old church records at Park Hill Cemetery. The discovery inspired the Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial Board of Directors, a group of community activists who hold an annual ceremony to remember the lynching and raise awareness about racism in the community. Julia Chang co-chairs the board.
Systemic racism is alive and well, that we see it in our school system, we see it in our economic system. It's so pervasive that people have a hard time seeing it. Once their eyes are open to it, it's impossible for them not to see it anymore.
Joe Cadott, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.